From Spark and Anvil and Code Realm, this is Fork, in Chapter 1 of the Code Realm cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Fork wasn't a fluffy squirrel or a talking badger. Fork was, well, a fork. Not the dinner kind, but a small painted wooden sign, the sort you'd see on a tiny path. Above it floated a little diamond shape with the word IF inside, and two arrows pointed away from the diamond, one left, one right. All right, team, meet Fork. Loop clapped her hands. Loop always sounded excited. Fork helps us make choices. Not Fork's choices, mind you. Our choices. Or really, the program's choices. I looked at Fork. It just sat there, not deciding anything. See the diamond? Loop asked. It holds a question, a condition. If the answer is yes, we go one way. If it's no, we go the other.
Let's say we want a super sparkle from the Sparkle Collector, Loop said, patting the big, clunky contraption that usually just coughed out regular sparkles. The machine's picky. It only gives a super sparkle if you already have exactly 5 regular sparkles, she pointed at Fork's diamond. So the question in here is, do we have 5 sparkles? She traced the left arrow. If the answer is yes, this way. The program tells the machine, super sparkle, please. Hooray! Then the right arrow. If no, that way. Go find more sparkles. Boo. So Fork doesn't decide? I asked. It just shows the paths? Exactly. Fork is a branch point, not a decision maker. The condition makes the decision. Condition true? Branch one way. Condition false, branch the other.
Conditions are like yes or no questions, Loop went on. They're either true or false. No maybe allowed in code. It's super strict. Is the sky blue? True. Are pigs flying right now? False. Unless you know something I don't. I giggled. So a condition is just a fact we check. We can ask if two things are the same with two equal signs. Equals equals. Is sparkles equals 5? We ask if they're not the same with not equals. Is machine not equals broken? She was on a roll. We can ask if one thing's bigger or smaller, greater than and less than. Is your age greater than 9? Is shoe size less than 12? Every one of these gives back a true or a false. That's all a condition ever does.
What if we need to ask 2 questions at once? I wondered. Great thinking. We combine conditions with and or. Loop nodded at the machine. Maybe it only works if you have 5 sparkles and the machine is switched on. For an and, both must be true. One false, and you branch the other way. For an or, only one needs to be true. 5 sparkles, or it's your birthday, gets you the super sparkle either way. She grinned. Verity, over in Discrete Quest, taught us all about and or. She says they're the building blocks of good thinking. And here's the wild part. The true path can hold another fork inside it. That's called nesting, a choice that leads to another choice, like a tree of paths. If 7 days each need a different path, we could stack if, else if, else if. But there's a tidier way, called a match or switch statement, a neat little menu you pick from. Loop loves tidy code.
Does Fork know the answer ahead of time? I asked. Like whether I have 5 sparkles before I even get there.
Nope. And that's the clever part, Loop said, tapping the diamond. The condition is checked right when you need it, not decided in advance. It depends on what's true right now. Different inputs, different paths. That's the whole magic of branching. So remember, Fork is the conditional. If a thing is true, go this way. If not, go that way. Fork's a branch point, not a decision maker. It's not hard. True, this way. False, that way.
I looked at Fork's 2 arrows one more time, and something in my chest went quiet and easy. All those choices that used to make me feel wobbly and stuck, they were just a question with a yes and a no. I felt lighter, like I could stand at a fork in the path now and not be scared of it. Just check the condition. then go.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Fork. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.